Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
A Personal Question by Dr. Carrie Vo, Thursday, August 22nd, 2019. The text is Luke chapter 13, verses 23 through 27. And someone said to him, that is, Jesus, "Lord, will those who are saved be few?" And Jesus said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, open to us,' then he will answer you, 'I do not know where you come from.' Then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets.' But he will say, 'I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil.'" Have you ever noticed how strange Jesus is about answering questions? He rarely answers questions in the form that people present them. Here, for instance, someone asks him, "Lord, will those who are saved be few?" That's a question of numbers, right? Numbers. It's almost what we would normally call an academic question, one that speculates about a matter that is comfortably distant with no real effect on your life. But quick as a flash, Jesus reframes the whole question into a deeply personal one. He says, You strive to enter through the narrow gate, and goes on from there. In effect, he's saying, never mind about the absolute numbers. What about you? Are you going to be among the saved? That is the question you should be thinking about. Ouch. That's maybe more truth than we want to deal with. And then he goes on to give us a picture of people just like us who somehow managed to miss out. People whose relationship to Jesus stayed in the theoretical realm all too long, until the door was shut and the opportunity was lost. Then, finally, they ask to come in, and Jesus truthfully says he does not know where they come from. "Who are you?" "Well," they say, "you must know us. After all, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets." What a weird way to put it, don't you think? They don't say, "We ate and drank with you," as if they were sharing a dinner table with Jesus as friends. No. "We had our own little dinner party while you were what? Standing by?" Again, "you taught in our streets," not in our homes, not to our families, but outside, along with all the other street noises that meant nothing to us. What a terrifying thing to admit. They don't know Jesus, and so he does not know them. This doesn't have to be you. This should never be you or me, because the Holy Spirit has brought us to faith in Jesus, has brought us through the narrow gate to eat and drink Jesus' body and blood at his own table, to hear his teaching in his own house and in yours. Jesus is not a theoretical someday Savior for us. He is the one who has laid down his life for us already when he died on the cross, and the one who rose from the dead to give us new everlasting life. He has called us to himself. He welcomes everyone who trusts in him. Please God, may that always be us and the people he sends us to invite into his kingdom. Would you pray with me? Dear Lord Jesus, draw me close to you in truth, and let your Holy Spirit live in me. Amen.
Thank you.